I mean, the rest of the song is good as well. And it drops. And it's just, it's amazing how easily he just drops that stuff in there. When we think of contemporary Christian music, what do we think of? We think of the fact that it's boring. It's all the same notes. It's all the same melodies. It's all the same lyrics. Which I have a reason for when, and it's not going to be a very popular reason at the top of the third hour. When I talk about it, when I go into a full in-depth review of Kanye West's album. But, I'll say it every time. I'm not saying Kanye's a saint. I'm not putting him on the path to sainthood. But the man is using his platform. When somebody asked him this weekend, so is this a Christian CD? Are you a Christian artist now? Kanye legitimately looked at him and said, I'm just a Christian. And that speaks to, and this is another point, and I'll get to the rest of my stories. I know this is the thing I really want to talk about, right? This speaks to something that Mike Church of the Mike Church Show from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. or 11 a.m. Eastern Time has been saying. We as Catholic men, we are just so comfortable. Or Catholic spirit are just so comfortable in our little Catholic space, right? We're just so comfortable here. We have our little Catholic music and our Catholic movies and all this other kind of stuff. And we refuse to engage in the culture, which Mike Church has been saying we have to do. We can't just have shows with priests and bishops. Catholic men have to get up and proclaim the faith. Well, gentlemen, like Kanye or not, he's shown you how to do it. Be unrepentant. Don't apologize to society. Yeah. He's on record. Don't have premarital sex. Don't get aborted. Don't get abortions. Get married. Have babies. I say, and he does take a swipe at Christians because Christians were not very open to him making a gospel CD. And I'll talk about that top of the third hour here in the Bear Brief and the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing, always on air, always online at crusadechannel.com. So, what we have in store for you in this segment, let's see if we can get through all these stories. We're going to talk about the homeless population in New York, how the legacy media can't give POTUS credit for anything, the Holy Mother was placed in front of what? Who the UAW is targeting next, and what company is going to buy Tiffany and Company, and what's up with the space satellite that fell from space. 844-527-8723. From Newsmax.com, Brian Friedman. New York City is sending thousands of homeless to other U.S. cities. The most progressive city, one of the most progressive cities in the country, doesn't like homeless people. This first paragraph just tells you all about progressives that you need to know. New York City is sent more than 12,000 homeless people to hundreds of cities nationwide since Mayor Bill de Blasio's, quote, special one-time assistance program started back in August 2017. Now, the program provides the homeless with a full year of rent. Now, if you live in New York City and you're paying a city tax on top of a state tax, on top of a federal tax, on top of the ghastly high prices for anything there, and then you're like, you're giving the homeless people a free year of rent to go live somewhere else? They're paying them to leave? Of course, although the article continues, the city to which they are sent, which are spread over 32 states, usually don't even know they're coming. Oh, it's such a New York thing to do, right? The Department of Homeless Service Data Studied by The Post, who is the originator of this article, showed that New York City has spent $89 million on rent alone since the program began in 2017. $89 million. $1,000. Do you think they could have cut that money in half and maybe, I don't know, started some programs to kind of help these people instead of throwing them on a bus and just turning them away like they're stray animals? These are the people that, you know, progressives love everybody. They pay you to go away if they think you smell. Back into the article. The amounts paid for travel expenses and furnishing were unavailable. Of course, the city defends the expenditures, saying they add up to less than $41,000 annually per family it costs to keep them sheltered in New York City.